Some Luck by Jane Smiley. Read by Lorelei King. 1920. Walter Langdon hadn't walked out to check the fence along the creek for a couple of months. Now that the cows were up by the barn for easier milking in the winter, he'd been putting off fence mending, so he hadn't seen the pair of owls nesting in the big elm. The tree was half dead. Every so often, Walter thought of cutting it for firewood, but he would have to get help taking it down because it must be 80 feet tall or more and 4 feet in diameter. And it wouldn't be the best firewood, hardly worth the trouble. Right then, he saw one of the owls fly out of a big cavity maybe 10 to 12 feet up, either a big female or a very big male. At any rate, the biggest horned owl Walter had ever seen. And he paused and stood for a minute, still in the afternoon breeze, listening. But there was nothing. He saw why in a moment. The owl floated out for maybe 20 yards, dropped toward the snowy pasture. Then came a high screaming, and the owl rose again, this time with a full-grown rabbit in its talons, writhing, going limp, probably deadened by fear. Walter shook himself. His gaze followed the owl upward along the southern horizon beyond the fence line and the tiny creek past the road. Other than the big elm and two smaller ones, nothing broke the view. Vast snow faded into vast cloud cover. He could just see the weather vane and the tip of the cupola on Harold Gruber's barn, more than half a mile to the south. The enormous owl gave the whole scene focus and woke him up. A rabbit? Even a screaming rabbit? That was one less rabbit after his oat plants this spring. The world was full of rabbits, not so full of owls, especially owls like this one, huge and silent. After a minute or two, the owl wheeled around and headed back to the tree. Although it wasn't yet dusk, the light was not very strong, so Walter couldn't be sure he saw the feathery horns of another owl peeking out of the cavity in the trunk of the elm, but maybe he did. He would think that he did. He had forgotten why he came out here. 25 he was, 25 tomorrow. Some years the snow had melted for his birthday, but not this year, and so it had been a long winter full of cows. For the last 2 years he'd had 5 milkers, but this year he was up to 10. He hadn't understood how much extra work that would be even with Ragnar to help, and Ragnar didn't have any affinity for cows. Ragnar was the reason he had more cows. He needed some source of income to pay Ragnar, but the cows avoided Ragnar, and he had to do all the extra milking himself. And, of course, the price of milk would be down. His father said it would be. It was 2 years since the war, and the Europeans were back on their feet, or at least back on their feet enough so that the price of milk was down. Walter walked away from this depressing thought. The funny thing was that when he told his father that he broke even this year, expecting his father to shake his head again and tell him he was crazy to buy the farm when land prices were so high, his father had patted him on the back and congratulated him. Did breaking even include paying interest on the debt? Walter nodded.
"Good year, then," said his father.
His father had 320 acres, all paid for, a 4-bedroom house, a big barn with hay stacked to the roof, and Walter could have gone on living there even with Rosanna, even with the baby, especially now with Howard taken by the influenza and the house so empty. But his father would have walked into his room day and night without knocking, bursting with another thing that Walter had to know or do or remember or finish. His father was strict and liked things just so. He even oversaw Walter's mother's cooking and always had. Rosanna hadn't complained about living with his parents. It was all Walter wanting his own place, all Walter looking at the little farmhouse. You could practically see through the walls, they were so thin. All Walter, walking the fields and thinking that bottom land made up for the house, and the fields were rectangular, no difficult plowing or strange wasted angles. It was all Walter, and so he had no one to blame but himself for this sense of panic that he was trying to walk away from on the day before his birthday. Did he know a single fellow his